Visual Studio Code has a ton of extensions, but which are a couple of a few important ones that you should be using, or at least be aware and decide whether you want to use them or not? The first one that we are going to cover is named bracket per colorize it. You just search for it in the extension panel. It's self-explanatory. It will give you different colors for different opening and closing brackets, such that if your current closing brackets is yellow, then the matching opening brackets would also be yellow. It has around a couple of millions, around 5 million downloads, and it also has a 5-star rating. So it's a great extension based on the reviews. It's a great extension based on the number of downloads. It's called Bracket Per Colorizer, and I think that it's very useful. When you look at code, you want to know what is the per bracket, what is the same opening and closing bracket for the bracket that you are at. It will not only colorize the brackets, but add certain styling, such as highlighting the matching brackets. The next extension to be aware of is called the Auto Rename Tag. It's mainly useful in HTML pages, where when you change a certain div, a certain tag, any tag that you are using, then all you need to do is to change one of the tags and it would automatically change the per tag. So again, we are on the per world. In the previous item, we used a per a colorizing to match the per in order to avoid some redundant work. And now we are doing the same thing. We are letting the machine change the per tag. If I change a closing div, why do I need then to go and to change the opening div? Why not let the machine do this for me? For this, we have this auto rename tag, Visual Studio Code extension. This plugin has also about 5 million downloads, but it only has 3 stars. So while it only has 3 stars, the fact that there are so many downloads for this plugin means that it's useful, but maybe the 3 stars means that it has some edge cases that it won't be able to handle in any way, as it looks, or some languages that it won't be able to handle in any way. It looks like a very useful plugin. I hate it when I need to change something and then go to another place just to change the same thing. This should save us some time, and based on the number of downloads, it does save us some time. The last plugin is called Prettier Code Formatter. It has about 10 million downloads, a 4-star rating, so this looks like a good combination. And basically, whenever we are going to save a file, it was going to auto-format it. Now, it's true that it's not in all cases that we want to auto-format the file. For example, if we are doing code reviews and managing a large code base, then if you had a couple of changes and they are complicated, then once you change the style of all the source code, it's going to be much harder for the one who is going to perform the code review to see and to focus on the essence of the change. Okay, but if you have a solo project or something, some new pages that you just wrote, and you just want the format to be great, then you can use the Prettier Code Formatter in order to format your code. This is especially true for personal projects, for some scripts that you're having, that again, you want to offload some of your work into the machine, let it match the brackets, let it change automatically the tags, and now we say, let it automatically format our source code. In larger projects, maybe this is less critical because we want to focus on the essence of the changes, and we just don't want to mess with all the files. It will make even more noise than clean up of code.